My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Hello, welcome to a new week in a brand new episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. And I'm super appreciative of a lot of people have reached out to me saying that they liked what I had to say, you know, in current events and me speaking out about my truth and about things that have been going on and not censoring me. You know, I've had people that didn't like what I had to say, but I really don't care. I don't speak for them. But I wanted to say that it's impossible to not be political in these times. I don't care what anybody has to say. Something will affect you at some point or another. And yes, I'm trying to do this podcast for entertainment to keep you guys entertained. But I also understand the full seriousness of what's going on, especially with ICE just murdering citizens. And I don't care what side you're on. They're murdering U.S. citizens, just murdering alone. You shouldn't even be murdering people. That is just completely wrong. I don't care where you stand on. Also, the entire Trump administration, they have been the most corrupt, shady administration. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm not a full-blown fucking Democrat either. Like, I feel like politics and government, they're all the fucking same. But I will say this right the fuck now. Upon reading those Epstein files, fucking throw everybody away. Put them in jail. Like, they're just terrible people. I don't care which side they are. Democrats, Republicans, they all gotta go. I'm sorry, but I'm not protecting nobody here. There's no fucking pedophile protectors here. Like, get them all, put them somewhere, and lock them up because they do not deserve to see the light of day. I don't care who is named. If you're on that file, you gotta go. You gotta go. So upon reading the crazy shit that's on there, I mean, there's so many people coming out and speaking about it and so many survivors and people that have went through it. You would have to be a complete and total moron to think that there's no truth to that. Like, it wasn't just one person that spoke out. It's numerous. So open your eyes, people. Open your eyes. Fucking read. Comprehend. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So I learned this today. I'm going to completely change the subject because I can go on and on about that stuff, but I don't want to. Cows have regional accents when they moo. So imagine this. You have a southern cow, moo howdy. Then you have an east coast cow, moo fuck you. And then you have west coast cow, moo let's chill. Like, isn't it crazy? Like, they have their own little accents. I found that to be so cute. It's adorable. Like, that's something that I never knew about. So it's really, that was a cute fact of the day. So keep it moving. I received this song from Dead Drugs, and it's a new song called Hate Bomb. And he released this song. It's a 3-song EP. It just came out on Bandcamp completely free. He's from Illinois. And I love the lyrics to this song because I'm currently dealing with this right now. And I don't know if you had someone that you had to deal with that you just can't get along with them, no matter what you say, no matter what you do. They always try to be shady, try to be two-faced, and it's just horrible. But I love the lyrics in this part because this is what I felt resonated to me. What the fuck do you want to do? Don't try to call me. I don't fuck with you. And that's the truth. Sometimes you have to cut people off, and then they try to weasel their way back into your life, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't want you in my life. Like, please just go. And it's an awesome song, and definitely follow Dead Drugs. I mean, everything they do, all the music they've been putting out, you've been putting out. It's been great. And it's a free 3-song EP. So go and download it, all right? So check it out. This is Hate Bomb by Dead Drugs. What the fuck they want to do? I'm trying to call me and I'll fuck with you. Don't let me down and I don't let your face. And I don't think that you don't need this. And I want you gone. Oh, never come back, I want you gone. Oh, never come back, I want you gone. Oh, never come back, I want you gone. Never come, hey, fine. Only talk shit, but I think you better run. I was putting people down, and that's no fun. Hate so hard, and you got no heart. I'm tired of my mouth, but I see it in your eyes. I want you gone. I think you better run. I want you gone. I never come back. I want you gone. I never come back. I want you gone. And I never come back. Hate fine. What the fuck do you want to be? Just shut your mouth, don't fuck with me. Tired of me when you get in your home and you die down there like an ugly monkey. Come on, no shit. Think you better run, then shut your mouth. Yeah, just run from ground. You can't hide it from you. No kind of run, then just catch you. Think you better run or what you got? Think you better run or what you got? Think you better run, hey, fall. So that was Dead Drugs with Hate Bomb. And then the next band, they've been around for a while. They're called Trouble Bound. I received this song back in December, but somehow got lost in my emails. I'm glad I found it. I was like, hell yes. I'm so happy I found you. Sometimes that happens, you know, some songs get lost. But I'm playing it now. The song is called The Only Way I Know. And Trouble Bound, they're from New York. And they're punk influenced by the early rockers of the 1950s. And you can kind of get that influence from the back in the day. And what I like is that they're working class. They're about friendship. And they're a band that is easily... You could just easily love them. Like, you could just easily fall in love with their music, their sound. And they're a hardworking band. And I love this song. And check it out. So this is The Only Way I Know by Trouble Bound. Mitchell, that was Troublebound with The Only Way I Know. And this next band, they sent me an email on December 6th. I don't know what the hell happened to my email that day, but apparently I didn't get this email as well. The band is called The Great Lie. The song is called Rinse and Repeat. They're from Long Island, New York. They're a hardcore band, and they feature members of Madball, Sheer Terror, Neglect. The list goes on. Like, this band has a powerhouse of awesome people in it. Like, they know their shit about hardcore. Like, I wouldn't, like, you would not fuck with this band. Song is just true to its roots. It's just very, it is that very New York, don't fuck with me, don't even look at me funny, because I will fuck you up sound. And I love that. It's everything. It's Rinse and Repeat. So that's what the song is called, Rinse and Repeat. The band is called The Great Lie. So check them out. So that was Rinse and Repeat by The Great Lie, and I received this following song from Spaghetti Town Records. His name is Brad Marino, and the song is called Murder and Violence. He's from New Hampshire, and he is a power pop and garage punk band, and I like the title of the song. I mean, you know, it's been going on lately, but I like the vibe, too, because sometimes I, you know, I need to, when I go super, super heavy and hardcore, sometimes I want to, okay, let me calm down. Let me get all, I got my rage out. Now I need a nice chill song to put me in a better mood. And this is the type of songs and type of music that will put me in the nice chill mood. So definitely follow everything Spaghetti Town Records is doing. They're always releasing amazing stuff. I mean, I've played many of their stuff, many of the bands, the artists that they have on that record label. And I'm always like, hell yeah, I'll play it. So check it out. This is Brad Marino with Murder and Violence.
Splash of cream. Some things just go together. Rum and coke, perhaps a smoke, and two birds of a feather. And if I wish upon a star, I'll swear upon my life. Ooh.
So that was Brad Marino with Murder and Violence, and we're at the last song of the episode. I would like to thank you guys for listening, supporting the show, and the bands for sending me their music, as always, because this show would be nothing without them. So I'm always taking new music. Tell your friends, tell anybody that wants their music to be heard, because I'm always here to support bands and newer bands, not just the bands that I played. So send your music to izzysmut@gmail.com. Just make sure it's not a link that's about to expire, because I'm always not around a computer. So that would make my life easier. And again, you can feel free to follow me on Instagram, because I don't really want to have all these social medias. My Instagram is the best place where you get all any updates, anything that's going on, any shows, podcasts. Any new episodes or anything new, I will post it there. If you have anything you need me to put in my stories, just send it to me. I'll post it. Yeah, so let's go with the last band of this episode. They're called Dead Heart, and the song is called No One Is Laughing Now. They're a punk psychobilly band. They're from Columbus, Ohio, and they're a three-piece punk band, but they feature two members from Connecticut. I was like, oh, shit. John from Puncture and Charlie Aggression from Payback and Lethal Aggression. So this is really cool that they have a three-piece band, and two members are from Connecticut, my home state. I hope they play here soon. That'd be awesome. So check it out. Thank you guys again. Anytime you need to send me music, feel free to do so. I'm always down to listen to some new songs and bands. So yeah, I'm here for y'all. So this is No One Is Laughing Now by Dead Heart and Brought Out.